Good evening and a very warm welcome to the Market Closing Podcast right here on Money Control. My name is Rakesh, and as usual, this podcast will be divided into three parts. Part one, what happened in the markets. Part two, some stocks in news. And part three, what happened in other news. So let's start with part one, what happened in the markets today. The BSE Sensex extended losses in the last 1 hour of trading session, weighed down by losses in sectors like banks, metals, oil and gas, and even large caps. Broader market, though, outperformed. The market failed to hold any recovery as Sensex and Nifty both slipped about 0.5% each. Mid-caps slipped from highs but did certainly outperform the benchmark indices. The S&P BSE Mid-Cap Index closed about 0.5% higher, while the S&P BSE Small-Cap Index rose about 0.8% in trade on Thursday, that is today. The S&P BSE Sensex fell 150 points or about 0.44% at 33,685.54. So that's the number where we closed at, 33,685. It hit an intraday high of 33,866 and a low of 33,637, closing barely a little above its intraday low at 33,685. Nifty 50, on the other hand, closed below its crucial support placed at the 100-day exponential moving average of around 10,409. It also slipped below its 13 DEMA and 5 DEMA and closed about 50 points lower from the crucial support place of 10,409 at 10,360. 10,360 is where Nifty 50 closed, and 33,685 was where the Sensex closed. Market breadth still was in favor of advances. The advance decline ratio was at 2:1. HDFC Bank and Asian Paints kept Nifty losses in check, while RIL, that is Reliance Industries Limited, ICICI Bank and ITC dragged on the Nifty. Okay, the sectors though, consumer discretionary, power, mid-cap and small-cap indices led the gains, while energy, oil and gas, metals and banks led the decline. So it was up, up, up for consumer discretionary, power, mid-cap, small-cap indices, and down, down, down for oil and gas, metals, banks and energy. PSU banks, which have been in the story for the past couple of days, did do well today. Central Bank and Andhra Bank and IDBI were among the major gainers during today's trade. Overall, though, the markets look set to move in either direction very soon. So it's going to be either bearish or bullish, but at least they seem prepared at this point in time to go in either direction. Most analysts advocate staying in cash at this point with a bias towards the upside. So that's what happened in the markets today, which brings us to part two. Which stocks were news? Well, SBI was certainly a stock in news. Shareholders approved preferential issue of equity shares of up to 8,800 crore rupees to the government of India. The stock closed 1.3% lower at 253.70 rupees. The next stock in news, GAIL India. Oil regulator PNGRB, that is the Petroleum and Natural Gas Regulatory Board of India, has terminated GAIL India Limited's license to build a 10,000 crore rupee natural gas pipeline from Surat in Gujarat to Paradeep in Odisha, saying that the state-owned firm hadn't even started work on the project even after 6 years, and the stock closed 1.5% lower at 450 rupees and were asked to return the 20 crore performance bank guarantee. Whoop. The ongoing saga of JP Infratech. Well, Jayaprakash Associates rose around 17.4% on Thursday as investors cheered the developments around the bid for JP Infratech. Shares of Adani Enterprises closed 1.9% higher on the back of this development. The bidders had to submit revised bids by Wednesday and also make presentations to the Committee of Creditors. Sources have told Money Control that going by the fresh bids and the interaction between the suitors and the lenders, the Ahmedabad-based group had nosed ahead of the other three contenders, a joint venture of Singapore's Cube Highways and Kotak Realty Fund, Sajjan Jindal's JSW Group and Lakshadweep Investments, which is a part of Sudhir Valia's Suraksha Asset Reconstruction Company. So these three contenders were overtaken by Jayaprakash Associates, whose stock ended up rising around 17.5% in today's trade. Well, it's a good time to be Gobar. Fertilizer stocks rallied up to 10% after the government approved a proposal to extend urea subsidy till 2020. So Nagarjuna Fertilizers, Madras Fertilizers, National Fertilizers, RCF, Zuari Agro and Coromandel International all gained between 5 and 10%. Bharat Dynamics, one of the three defense sector PSUs going on initial public offer, was subscribed 54% on the third day of bidding today. Shares of MMTC, that is Metals and Minerals Trading Corporation of India, rallied 20% intraday ahead of a board meeting to consider bonus share issue next week. And lastly, the other stock that was in the news, Indian Oil Corporation shares fell nearly 5% intraday after the stock adjusted for bonus share issue. The stock closed 2.7% lower at 192.15 rupees. So done with the markets, done with the stocks, now heading on to what happened in other news. Part 3, right here on Money Control. Well, the lower house of the parliament, Lok Sabha, is where we head to right next. A bill proposing to grant a party the right to seek damages from the other side in case of a breach of a business contract and to reduce the discretion of courts in such matters was passed by the Lok Sabha today amid a lot of noise. HDFC AMC, a subsidiary of Housing Development Finance Corporation, has filed a draft red herring prospectus for the IPO with the capital market regulator SEBI on Thursday. Market regulator SEBI is considering a proposal to disincentivize algorithmic trading by traders with a congestion charge for high volumes along with other restrictions. The proposal, which was made at a recent meeting of an expert panel, is aimed at addressing concerns that high-frequency or algo traders have unfair access to the trading system of exchange. Whether or not this proposal will be passed and how it will end up affecting traders of all stripes, only time will tell. We will, of course, keep you updated on that. And finally, Fitch Ratings, which is one of the three big credit rating agencies, the others, of course, including Standard & Poor's and the very famous Moody's, which became a thing a few months ago in India. Fitch Ratings is one of the big three of those credit rating agencies, and Fitch has gone on to project India's economic growth to rise to 7.3% next fiscal and further to 7.5% for the financial year of 2019-2020. So there it is at the end of the trading day. Three paragraphs of three important bits that you need to know about what happened today in the markets. How the market will open tomorrow, that is the last trading day of the week. We will of course be there to give you a heads up on all of that. Sheetal will join you first thing in the morning about market forecast and what stocks to look forward to. Until then, this is me, Rakesh, saying goodbye and thank you for joining us on Money Control.